Blog Talk Radio.
Do me a favor and make some noise, everybody. This is my tribute to the sound of the 80s, the early 90s. Back in the day when we used to wear choir robes, y'all remember that? Come on, D-O-B and B-O-I.
Missionary Dr. Katrina M. Sanders from the Redeemed Fellowship Outreach Ministry, Church of God in Christ, where the founding pastor is District Superintendent Pastor Robert R. Sanders II. Yes, we are on the 27th day of October. Wow. We have just literally skipped. This is the 10th month, the last week of the 10th month before going into the holidays. I want to give a shout-out to my husband, District Superintendent Pastor Robert I. Sanders II, who is out of town for training. It ends tomorrow, and we pray for his strength, for travels and grace, coming back to Chicago. He's still in Illinois. He's another part of the downstate suburbs. So, but you know what? I was talking to my husband today, and I told him, I have a problem. You know, there's been a lot of stuff going on back and forth on Facebook, on YouTube, Periscope, Twitter, and I'm just going to have a discussion with you about men, the catty men in the church. Recently, my husband, I experienced a cattiness from a man within a religious denomination that felt the need to want to be catty. And give his opinion and what he thinks about me, and I don't even know this joker. So when somebody pick on you, you tend to end up having that little thing called hate, and that means hate you until you hope somebody do something to him or something fall on his head. I had to ask the Lord for forgiveness because the thoughts that I was thinking about this man here was not godly thoughts, and I had to ask the Lord to help me and restore my mind because I'm like, this is stupid for a woman to deal with a man that act like a kid. And I'm starting to see a lot of that go on, and my thing is, men, you all are, you're being catty. And they talk about women gossiping. I'm in mind of a quote, where Brutus is not in our stars, but in ourselves, Caesar's prime mover of the assassination plot against Julius Caesar. The prime mover of the assassination plot against Julius Caesar continues to speak to withdraw. He hopes will draw Brutus into conspiracy. And he said this, that men at sometimes are masters of their own fate. And that's in Act 1, Scene 2, No Fear Shakespeare. I'm seeing that go on, because what I saw coming up in the church, or in the moral sense, that men were leaders. They made sound and wise decisions. But I'm learning that a lot of these men, you know, he say this and he say that, and I'm going to set you up on the phone, I'm going to do this, I'm going to record you. I never in my life seen a bunch of grown men act like women. Worse than women. Worse than women. How can wives, any woman, no matter how you're delivering the message, the gospel message you're preaching, but the cattiness among men, it makes no sense. I'm not used to men on the phone trying to fish for information about people. I'm often reminded of Jeremiah, which says, For my people is foolish. They have not known me. They are God's children, and they have none understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good, they have no knowledge. It's just have no knowledge. And then, I'm going to break it down, because the New International Version says, my people are fools, but they do not know me. They are senseless children that have no understanding. They are skilled in doing evil. They know not how to do good. That's a bad thing for men to do, because we have a lot of boys that are fatherless, or boys that have step or fathers that have taken over into their life, or have their own children, and they're seeing the cattiness among men. I thought Dynasty and Colby Cole and Falcon Crest and Dallas was catty. They're not catty as compared to the men that I am seeing in the ministry. And I am very greatly disappointed. I'm not pointing anybody particularly out. I'm making a general statement. Because the blogs, the media, a lot of these men never went to school for media. And I'm seeing that happen. I'm seeing a lot of that with all these preachers. It's not a certain group. I'm talking about in general, because I went to school for it. So when I see things, I just observe, and I let men do all the talking, because I have to be in control. I was first. I know what I'm doing. No! Men, you don't know what you're doing, because you are becoming catty. Worse than women gossiping. Everybody got to record one another. I want to record this person. Let them hear how they feel about you. I can care less how anybody feels about me. Because how I know what these men that I'm seeing, you know, all these TV prophets, they've got on YouTube, and all these new ministers, they're doing foolishness. And it's sickening for women to see. When can the men come back to being men? We have lost so much. But men are fighting to be known as this person, are fighting to be this, and want to be in this position, and want to be in this status, and want to be in this office, and want to be in this title, want to earn, I'm this, I'm that, I'm this, I'm that, it's a rock crown of spirit. I'm in control. I'm going to see you to the moon. And you're talking about women. Leave women alone. I told my husband, I said, we don't have no dog and nobody fight. And when the women see the men acting like they're losing their mind, they literally have lost focus and control. There's an article, men more likely to gossip than women. 1 in 10 men like to ditch out the dirt on other people, compared with 4% of women, while more men than women are guilty of spreading rumors, according to a poll. Some 55% of men said they gossip at work, compared with 46% of women, whose top topics were family feuds, followed by the latest storyline in EastEnders, old school friends, fashion eras, and what neighbors are like. Among men, the favorite subject is old school friends. Then the sexiest girl at work, promotion, salaries, and finally their best friend's conquest, the survey found. At home, 17% of men confess that they were more interested in pillow talk than sex, with only 10% of women saying the same. However, a fifth of girlfriends and wives said they preferred to gossip with the male than their partner. The poll of 1,033 adults conducted last month across the country. It was carried out by BMRB Research on behalf of BT's Buzz, New Buzz in facility, which follows up to 20 people to talk with one another on the same line at the same time. David Sales, director of BT Conferencing, said, "Our research shows that as a nation, we're fascinated with gossip, whether it's about work, our love lives, or the latest soap. Yet, it's men who are more likely to gossip the day away, dispelling the myth that women are the only ones who like the hours chin wagging." Well, men do too. And it's sad because a lot of our young men are losing their identity because of the silliness that men do. It's crazy. And when you sit up and you think about it, what is it doing though? Who's getting behind that? The Telegraph did a study that found men average 76 minutes a day tattling with their friends or work colleagues compared to, I would say, just about 52 minutes for women. Favorite topics include the antics of drunken friends, old school friends, and the most attractive girl at work. Whereas women are more likely to complain about other women, other people's sex lives, or their friends' weight gain. The poll of about, I would say, 5,000 people was conducted by the global research company, which is www.onepoll.com. It found the office is the preferred place for men to exchange gossip, whereas women prefer to confide in their friends for the comfort of their own home. A third of men basically are happiest when chatting with work colleagues, and 58% admit that being a gossip makes them feel being a part of a gang. And for 31% of men, having a gossip with their partner is actually better than intercourse relations. Okay? Other topics good for male chat include the local news, agenda, rumors about possible relationships in the office or the boss, promotions, sex and salaries. But a spokesman from one poll said it is commonly believed that women are the ones who love to spread rumors and gossip about their friends behind their back. But this poll proves that men aren't as bad as women. They're worse. Men just love a bit of scandal and will do anything they can to be the center of attention with their colleagues and peers. At the end of the day, hot gossip spices up what would otherwise be another boring day at the office. Women also love to talk about news, but rather than focusing on politics or governmental issues, news about soap operas and celebrities are more likely to cause a debate. Any type of relationship is up for discussion, whether it's their own, their friend's friend, or the bond with their mother-in-law. More than half of women openly admit to regularly discussing the ins and outs of their private lives with their friends. But whereas men's discussions are more influenced by what is happening at work, women are more inclined to take note of celebrity lifestyles, say gossip and other people. The spokesman for one poll continues, although they discuss very little things during their gossiping sessions, men and women agree on one thing. Talking with mates and work colleagues or partners makes them feel like they belong. Men gossip topics. Let me name 10 of them. Drunken friends, news, old school friends, female colleagues at work, the sexiest girl at work, spreading rumors, promotions, sexual relationships, salaries in the box. Now, in the church world, for a man to even gossip doesn't make him look good. It makes him look like a total idiot because this is what your life is. You know, I'm used to old school men that went to work every day. They was at work. They came home. They talked to the family. They ate, spent time with the family, went to sleep. They didn't have time to sit up and that. And then the men are getting to the point they want to become violent in the church. I'm talking about the men in the world. I'm talking about the men in the church because they're preaching to be holy and acceptable unto God, your body and your life, but then you are sitting up and you all want to kill each other. I don't understand that. I'm not used to that kind of company. I didn't have guys like that in high school that was like that, that was my friends, because we weren't on that level. So I guess my mind must be totally off all the way on the end, because I've never seen a day in my life where the men act like women. And these things here are not good, because it also hurts someone's identity. And when it hurts someone's identity, guess what happens? It kills someone. Now, if things that took place that you didn't see, that maybe somebody else saw, may be true, then it may be true. Now, another quote that Shakespeare said, there is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. So when you're thinking that you know something and you actually don't know because somebody else told you, you know, I was looking at the Players Club last night. And I like to look at a lot of movies because I get different parts all the time. And I remember with Lisa Ray, that's my girl. I love Lisa Ray McCoy. That is my girl. She's Chi-Town's finest. She is my girl. I'm proud of her. I'm proud of her because she plays a part well. So the whole thing about it is she said in her class, her professor, she learned from her professor that you always check facts that you research, not somebody else. Because somebody else's may not be guaranteed. A lot of these guys don't get the right information. And then if you got an alt with somebody, since many of these men that I've been seeing in the church growing up over the years have become real foolish, my thing is, why is it that preachers, you hire people, men, to be in your church, and they're the first one to break out with the cattiness? They're all up in your stuff, all up in your grill, all up in your stuff, but they don't want to be honest of what they're doing. You know why? Because they have nothing but cattiness going on in their mind. That means their mind is totally reprobated. Their mind is totally reprobated because they can sit up and talk about all that foolishness and whatnot, and think that somebody want to do something to them. Ain't nobody studying these fools. And that's what happens. Life is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound fury and signifying nothing. I'm sorry, but it's true. You're more concerned about what's going on or what happened to somebody's life, be it yesterday, today, or be it 30 years ago. And this is why there are a lot of people in the church that don't want to come to church because they see the men being catty. Why should a man be catty? What does it profit for a man to obtain all this cattiness? What does it do? It doesn't do anything but causes rage. And that's the bad part, because it destroys other people's lives. One thing about it, I don't tolerate women because I already know how women are. I don't have a lot of women friends because I know what they're made of. So when I see a lot of these things going on in the ministry, and I'm looking at leaders that should be preaching the word and should be reaching the lost at all costs, I'm seeing the men, I'm going to kill this man. I'm going to beat you up. You know, I didn't go to college for 25 years to waste my time. I didn't go to college to waste my time just to be talking stuff. My thing is, if a man or men want to be in media, you need to go get educated so you can learn how to be a media person, not just a blog of just a whole lot of talk, because it's people's lives that you're dealing with. And that is what is going on today. And then you can't go to church because all Monday through Saturday you done flunked out with foolishness dealing with drama. You put drama over God's business and you wonder why you're not blessed. The women can't depend on you because you got to go gossip about somebody or go find out the dirt, or I'm going to get people to do this. But my thing is, why? What are you trying to do? You're not going to get the truth out of a liar. A liar not going to tell the truth. A liar going to lie. No matter how many Bible scriptures you use, no matter what you think you're trying to do, you cannot get the truth out of a liar. And men should be able to take a little stock in themselves. Because the bad part is that you are setting a bad example to the younger generation that is trying to be men. But they can't be men because y'all doing all this dumb stuff, gossiping, threatening people's lives and want to kill each other. What is that all about? You think you know when you really don't know. You want to assume and you feel, you know, everybody have their right to their opinion, but that don't make your opinion legal by the land, by law or God. It's your choice to say something, but it's not your choice to say that's the truth. You know, we had seen something that was very disgusting, my husband and I, recently, and this is what I told my husband. For anybody to take time to want to get that kind of information out to send the people, that means you had nothing else to do in your day but sit up. And anybody that have a job or have things to do don't have anything else to do at that time. Nothing else. And that's sad. Why? Because you're missing out on what is important. Young boys should be looking how to be men, how to be fighters, how to be warriors, how to be in the Word of God. David got caught up in foolishness, but David came back to repent. But my thing, most of the men in the church, I'm learning. You all do not have street knowledge at all. Y'all sell bluff tickets. Y'all don't know what to do. You got everything else going on. But you need to be sitting up being concerned about winning and using your time to help other young men become effective. Not sitting up there getting in gossip. That's not what men do. And we wonder why there's so many problems at home. Because you're doing the opposite. You're doing the opposite. You're not doing anything that makes sense. And you got young men that are lost. They need to find Jesus. They need to find a way to get to God. But y'all are gossiping. Y'all are arguing one another. You're trying to make somebody do something that you want them to do. As my husband, I always say this, no man except Jesus Christ died for me. I don't owe anybody anything. If we got preachers, we got preachers in our family we don't even fool with. Because they messy. They messy. They act like females. If you can let your house go lacking and not to deal with the issue of why I have to do this, You know, instead of building your community, we're yet tearing our community down. We're even tearing the ministry down because we're so angry. And my thing is, if we're angry, what are we angry about? Why are we angry about what's going on? I'm on the broadcast. Listen in. So my thing is, when you have grown men that are supposed to be in ministry, they are sitting up here arguing. Everybody got folk on the phone. I want you to hear what this person said about you, about them. That's cattiness. And that has nothing to do with God. And this is why the church is in an uproar. It's not so much of some little rinky-dinky election, but these men are not the men in ministry. You are not to become like the world. You are not to become like those men in the world. There are men in the world that don't do what y'all do. Y'all put the men to shame in the world, but you want to win them. How in the world can you win them when you're doing the same thing that they're doing? You can't win them. Because you're fighting. And what are you fighting against? You are fighting against what? Otis Williams from The Temptations said, an idea sometimes has to remain to be an idea. But I'm tired of seeing men fight each other. People you don't even know. You fighting folk you don't know. And I'm going to tell you something. Nobody's been in my house to know me. Has never been in my house to know my family. Nobody. It's sad to say, my own father-in-law has not gotten to know me because he's heard gossip from a man, which is his other son, that talked about, oh, I know her well. No, you don't know me. And my family that you were dating did not know me either because we did not have a relationship. So if you don't know somebody, you can't sit up and give your opinion of you don't know, you know somebody, thinking you know, you ain't been around me. That's what stupid men do. And any man that does that is a belligerent idiot, and you are not worthy to be in God's kingdom because you're fighting. If you hate a man so much, then don't beat the freaking man up. God, church men, y'all do some of the most ignoramus things. You sit up, you get catty, you talk about each other, you dog at each other, but yet you holy. No, you're not. Cause you lying, and I wouldn't want you around my child. You supposed to be a man. You supposed to be a leader, and y'all are fighting? What the heck are you fighting about? You shouldn't go to church on Sunday. You're wasting your time because you're going to gossip Monday through Saturday. Trying to find out and dish the dirt out on somebody. Loose lips sink ships. If you got a problem with somebody, do the streets. Get out the church, go and do the streets and beat the man up. If you hate whoever it is you might hate, if you beat him up, not going to change nothing because then you got to go to jail. So men, stop being catty. Take your place as men in ministry and keep your eyes on Jesus, not your eyes on he say, she say stuff. And if a man got a wife as a hoe, so what? It's many of man hoes. They got to live through that whole temptation. They got to live out that whole skeleton. They got to live it out. What you going to do about it? You're not going to do nothing about it. But talk. It's sad to even see this going on. And you all say you're preachers. You're lying. You're lying. So it ain't pointing at nobody. I'm making a statement. All I'm seeing is cattiness. All I'm seeing is arguing. All I'm seeing is foolishness. All I'm seeing is dumb stuff. That's all I'm seeing. If you're a man that's got to gossip, don't be in ministry, because you're going to hurt somebody and somebody's going to hurt you. Everybody else's life is not your business. It was a song on here back in the day. And I forgot the name of that song, but I'm going to do this. I'm going to see if I can Timex, the social club. Whatever. I'm going to play it anyway, because y'all need to hear it. Y'all so silly, y'all don't even know what you're doing. This is how y'all get started.
Rumors around. Stop spreading the lies.
God needs to do. No matter what's going on, what are you going to do to people? People look at you like you're a monkey from the Universal Soul Circus. Stop talking. Stop spreading rumors. Leave people's past alone. It don't matter to you. If they in sin and their mind have already been reprobated, ain't nothing you can do. You move on and serve those who want to be saved. But as long as you do that, you are losing the people to come to Christ that really want because of what you're talking about. I don't care about none of that stuff. And you shouldn't either. Be men of the cloth and of the title that God, you said God gave you. God did not tell you to act like you're 12 years old with a temper tantrum over a Tonka toy. Grow up. Because you're losing your position as a man in society. Worse than the gossip columnist. If you want to go and spread lies or spread rumors or talk about something that you don't even know yourself, don't be in the ministry. Go in the real world and get paid. Oh, I got to go. But men, stop being catty, because I'm starting to lose a lot of respect for a lot of y'all. And y'all can sit up and say whatever you want to say. But I believe in truth and righteousness. But you all are losing the ground, a lot of respect with a lot of us women, because we don't like men looking like that. We thought women were in the hen house. The men that came in, you all act like the rooster. Listen, I'll talk to y'all later. Be blessed.